Being aware is like breathing. It is fundamental to our everyday existence. Without awareness, we are moving throughout life without a breath, without direction, without connecting with ourselves and everyone around us. Awareness is often mistaken as seeing outward or noticing what others are doing. Most of our notion of awareness is being aware of others and how they are affecting us. We sometimes consider ourselves to be very aware of things because we notice everything that people are doing around us. We notice the achievements of others, we notice the gains of others, we notice what others have. However, true awareness is having an inward focus, not an outward focus. Hello everyone, welcome. This is Nick Bosk. We are here for your Coaching 101 Minute, our recap of Coaching 101 classes here at International Coach Academy. This past week, we had some great conversations and the topic of awareness, specifically, what does this mean in coaching, creating awareness for your client? Now, awareness is knowing how we breathe, knowing the patterns that we go through in our everyday life. It's awareness of understanding the connections we have with the world around us. An awareness of knowing our beliefs, our mind, our spirit, and our body. The first step to creating awareness is recognizing that you want to. Having awareness could be described as having a learning pathway in your life. Learning more about yourself is part of growing as a person, and specifically in coaching. If we choose not to gain self-awareness, then we stagnate in life and we don't grow. This may sound very harsh, but how many times have we looked at others and wondered why they have never moved in their own personal life or grown? People like this usually complain about their own life, but are unwilling to do anything about it. Unfortunately, this person, who we are all observing, is a mirror to ourselves. Self-awareness means knowing our own self more, and this can be pretty scary at times. However, the downside is not growing as a person, so taking the first step and getting past the scary bit is really important. Having a greater self-awareness is really becoming a leader. A leader is a person who is leading their own life through strength to strength. Great leaders we see around us are great people who follow their own path. They know who they are. They have planned their own pathway for learning, and they are on a journey for greatness and great self-awareness. They recognize that self-awareness is something that you must value and is then part of you forever. Being a great leader is not following someone else, but simply knowing yourself. And by knowing yourself, in essence, other people will see this as well, and it will inspire them to do the same in their own life. Here are some ways that you can begin to develop more self-awareness, coming from a coach approach. One is to write in a journal every day so you can see the patterns that emerge in your life. Ask your friends and family to support you as you learn more about yourself. Ask them to share what they see as your strengths and your values and your qualities. Often the people around us can see you more clearly than you can see yourself. List your goals for self-awareness and what you need to achieve them. Connect with others who also have values. Now, a lot of these are simple things, but really we must put more awareness towards these in order to grow and to continue to be leaders in our own lives. Other questions that were asked in this week's Coaching 101 class included, what is the fastest way to be a successful coach? What are the core skills that I must learn in order to be a good coach? How can I learn in an environment where it's mostly virtual, over the phone or online? If you want to learn more about these questions and other questions relating to awareness or becoming a leader in your own life, I really encourage you to come on to an upcoming Coaching 101 class. We have time options every week that will fit anyone's needs. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.